Good evening, everyone. It is currently 5 o'clock on Wednesday, March 26th, and you are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I am DJ Daze, and this is The Daisy Chain. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a very special show because we have a theme, and that theme is whimsigoth. Whimsigoth is a word that combines two words. You have whimsy or whimsical and gothic. Gothic, of course, alludes to the much larger subculture that involves music, fashion, film, and much more. I'm sure everyone knows what it is, but I'm not sure how many people know about whimsigoth. It's one of many sort of subgenres of gothic. You have other styles as well, sort of like new goth or romantic goth, Victorian goth. There are so many, and this is just one of them. So to tell you a little bit about it, gothic style sort of started to emerge in the late 70s, early 80s. Whimsigoth comes in the 90s after a lot of pop culture influences, such as Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Practical Magic, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, things like that, where you see women doing really cool things in long skirts and flowy tops. And this just put the public in a chokehold, as it should. It's amazing. Just the cinematography, the decor, and the style of these media influences inspired a lot of people to adopt that sort of lifestyle. So you get the decor, you get the fashion, and then, of course, you get the music. So the music is similar to the overall aesthetic. So if you think about, like, you know, flowy shirts, flowy skirts, the music tends to take that sort of gothic style, but makes it a little bit more ethereal, adding in that whimsy. So you have more room for color, you have more room for sort of playfulness and light. So it takes the darker side and the lighter side. I think it's really fun. I wear the style every single day. I listen to the music every single day. So this is definitely within my wheelhouse. So to start off, we are going to hear from one of my favorite singers of all time, Mazzy Star. This is my favorite song from her, and I think it just captures the overall genre really well. So we'll hear from a lot of singers from the 90s, and then of course we have new music, and we're actually going to hear new music from The Cure. So a lot of exciting stuff coming your way. Let's start off with Hala by Mazzy Star.
I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the reasons that you left, and close my eyes.
Baby, I wish I
Thank you.
Oh, the wonders of college radio. As you heard, we did have some technical difficulties, but it's been figured out. I think that was pretty speedy. In the past, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but we got it. So I'm just gonna get back into the talking segments, and then afterwards, we'll hear the song that I just played. So before our technical difficulties, we heard Sight of You by Pale Saints. That followed Shadows of Moonlit Nights by Autumn's Gray Solace. Before that, we listened to Evangeline by Cocteau Twins, and we started off with Hala by Mazzy Star. So, I hope that gave you a good sense of the overall genre. Again, you heard those darker elements, but it's mixed in with the lighter, more ethereal, and of course, whimsy sounds of the music. So, you know what the genre sounds like, but what does it look like? So, as I mentioned before, unlike Gothic style that typically only involves black or maybe some white and gray, whimsigoth allows for more color. There are darker colors, I will say, but color nonetheless. So you see a lot of purple. Purple is the biggest color that I would associate with it. You also get some red, blues, oranges, and yellows that are really fun. So in terms of style, again, they involve those colors. And then, like I said, flowy. And then the textures can be seen a lot of velvet, a lot of velvet. So the influences of these specific colors and just the symbolism around it, of course, come from a lot of those movies and TV shows that I mentioned. Things like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Practical Magic, and more. And the interesting things about these shows that is different than how you see witchcraft or witches depicted in previous decades is that these women weren't holed away in the woods. They were just in their homes, you know, they cast their spells, but then they went to school or they hung out with friends. So the aesthetic that they embodied went beyond just their craft. It also permeated into their life. So in that way, it's a very easy style to adapt. It doesn't seem as dramatic as, say, traditional Gothic. It allows for more creativity and more light to come in. In terms of symbols, you see a lot of moon, black cats, candles, and anything that sort of calls astrology into play, like stars or even the sun. And speaking of the sun, I miss it a lot. Shifting over, we had snow the past few days. I always forget that fake spring is a real thing, and it happens every year, and it upsets me every year. So I need to put it in my calendar or something, because we had those wonderfully sunny days of like 65 degrees, but now we're back down. So for the next few songs, I thought we would play some, you know, warmer music. First, we're going to hear Spring by Saint Etienne, and then we're going to go into Summertime by the Sundays. And cross your fingers that the sound works. I think it's going to. Let's see.
Thank you.
You are listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We just heard Come On Let's Go by Broadcast. Before that was Par 5 by Kitty Craft. Before that we listened to Summertime by The Sundays. And of course we started off with Spring by Saint Etienne. Those were some very upbeat songs, but it doesn't quite replicate the sun for me. I'm still holding out for that sunshine. I don't think we're going to get it until hopefully next week, but in the meantime, do what you got to do to stay sane. And the message that I'm about to read falls along those lines, so let's check it out. Did you know your social connection could shape your future health and even how long you live? Research, including the eight-decade Terman study... The eight-decade Terman study shows that having strong, meaningful relationships isn't just good for your mood, it's vital for your well-being. A study by Dr. Julianne Holt found that people with healthy social connections have a 50% higher chance of living longer. Social ties help reduce stress, improve mental health, and support healthier habits, all while building resilience during life's challenges. So, the next time you spend with your friends, joining a campus group. Guys, what is happening with me talking right now? Let's try this one more time. So, the next time you spend time with your friends or join a campus group, remember, it's more than just fun. It's a step towards a healthier, longer life. This message has been brought to you by your forever friends at WRUV FM Burlington. I chose college radio because I'm too shy to be in front of a camera, but sometimes the microphone does get to me. So have patience for your college DJs. We are trying our best. And sometimes that extra shot of caffeine just gets me going a little too fast, and that's what happened to me this morning. But I can't live without those lattes, so sometimes I'm gonna have to make compromises, I guess. Up next, we are going to listen to new music from The Cure. This isn't exactly new, but it's new after 16 years. So for the next few months, I'm going to say that this is new. We're going to listen to All I Ever Am off their album Songs of a Lost World. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
So please, please.
Are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We just heard Please, 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 Let Me Get What I Want by the Dream Academy. Before that was Come and Play in the Milky Night. That was a demo by Stereolab. That followed 40 Days by Slowdive off their iconic album Souvlaki. And before that we heard All I Ever Am from The Cure off their new album Songs of a Lost World. The Cure is not very whimsigoth, but I just had to pay homage to the gothic genre in general. And The Cure is so interesting because they can't really be put into a box in terms of a genre. They sort of dip their fingers in a lot of different pools, but ultimately they are their own genre. They are just The Cure, and everyone loves them, and I love them very, very much. And similarly, that last song we heard, the Please, Please, Please one, that was also covered by Deftones, who I think are similar to The Cure in that they can't really be put in just one genre. You could call them a lot of different things, but one thing, not so much. But I think it's amazing that The Cure was able to stay so true to their sound after 16 years. And of course, their lyrics change with their aging process and all the wisdom that they've gained, I guess. And the actual mixing of the tracks are different because of new technological advances. But their sound really stayed so true, and I think it fits into their discography as a whole very nicely. And Slowdive also came out with an album last year, and they stayed true to their sound as well, but really embraced that new sort of electronic feel that we get in a lot of modern music. So whereas The Cure sort of stayed in the past but brought it to the future, I think Slowdive really embraced that newer sound. And I think both give you really interesting new advancements in their discographies, and I think it's so cool that all of these new bands, not new bands, all of these old bands are coming out with new music. We are so lucky, and I'm so lucky to get to play it for you on the radio. But unfortunately, we are pretty much out of time. This hour always goes by fast, but today was a little bit too quick for my liking. I will be playing one more song for you to close it out, but before I do, I wanted to say a huge thank you again for tuning in today. I love playing music, like I said, and I hope you enjoy the stuff that I play. I will be here next week, tentative on the time. It might be pushed a little bit later, but I will give updates on my Instagram, and you will see whatever updates on the schedule. And after my show, as always, we have Exposure, so please continue to stay tuned to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We have Kit Bash in the studio today, and they will be playing music for you. So, to close out the show, we have I Found the F by Broadcast. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.